Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The American Family Farmer Program, back on the air for another week of exploration when it comes to the family farmer and his or her fate, the fate of the family of the family farmer, is our focus here with news, information, conversation with people who have done successful things on their farm, with an eye to trying to give you an idea or two or three or four as to how application for some of these things that we talk about could work on your farm. First, though, I start every week with an overview of some of the news that I think is important for family farmers. And the best thing, I've been talking about this on the Good Day program that I do Monday through Friday on a lot of these same stations, how the economy is good, how in terms of the farming sector, the farmer's sentiment is stable. I would describe it either as stable or improving. Stronger financial conditions, expectations for inflation are down dramatically, not only among those of us who are farmers, but pretty much among all those people around the country. So there's a Purdue University economic barometer that has been published in a lot of the farm trade magazines. It recorded a reading of 114, which is about the same as it was in November. The sub-indices of the barometer, which is basically the index of current conditions, the index of future expectations, mirrored a pretty positive and consistent note among farmers. Farmers' inflation expectations for the upcoming year are lower than those reported a year ago, which, again, I think is pretty much the same as what we're experiencing in the general public, the overview, the sentiment, if you will. There is a political malaise that is not necessarily tied to this, but people who are strongly supportive of Trump and or Biden, or those who are strongly supportive of somebody other than Trump or Biden, because there's a huge movement in the ag community and generally across the country to vote for anybody but. In case of Biden, there are a group of Republicans that were associated with the last administration that are leading groups around the country to vote for anybody but Trump, and they're supporting Biden. Same thing with the Biden people. It's just kind of the farming community is a microcosm of what's going on nationally. So as to not make this necessarily political, and looking at the Farm Capital Investment Index, which is a strong way to understand what the respondents are feeling, and this is something that was done in concert with the USDA. They have an optimistic outlook for farm income next year. They figure that will be $10, $12 billion higher than last year. So that's all good. All the graphs point to a notable shift in the attitude that farmers have toward the growing season, the growing year, the production year, and what will happen. It's almost like there's an ignoring of the political realities. Maybe I think we're becoming numb to all of this nonsense. Frankly, the politics of whether or not Biden gets elected or, is Biden's Secretary of Agriculture better than Trump's? Yeah. I grudgingly admit that because I'm not a fan of the Biden administration. But then I was very much against Sonny Perdue and what he did or didn't do, actually, for the family farmers. And that's why I don't understand Trump's talking like a guy who's got a paper butt when he talked about how much better farmers were, or how farmers like him. Sonny Perdue screwed over the family farmer to a fare-thee-well. So, anyway, let's see what's going on there. I want to move into a couple of items that will help you that I think need to be passed along from the news desk. The National Young Farmers Coalition, I found out, has partnered with Chipotle to support young farmers starting up and growing their business. They are offering a flexible funding opportunity. 50 farmers got $5,000 each last year, the year before, the year before, and the year before that. So this is the fifth year of these grants. Recipients get a one-year membership in the National Young Farmers Coalition. This is very important for the whole idea of continuing or getting new people into farming. The grants are not huge, but they're a start, and it's nice that they have this opportunity to work with Chipotle. 45 awards. Some of them go to businesses already in operation. Some go to startups. Applications are open right now, be accepted until next week. So you reach out to em@youngfarmers.org in order to get this. You can go to just go online to National Young Farmers Coalition. Or you can Google Young Farmers, and I think this will come up as well. Applicant has to be the operating owner of a farm or planning to start their operation this year. Nonprofit farms with that don't have owners, the farm manager can apply. Part owners of cooperatives can apply. If you're 18 and a young farmer, you can apply. You can't apply if you're over the age of 40. Applicants must use farm practices that protect natural resources for future generations. They're encouraging farmers of color and farmers who are facing structural barriers to apply. So, again, visit youngfarmers.org/youngfarmergrants. All right, that's something pretty significant. Also coming up in a moment, some other energy grants, things that may help you, those of you who are we're all looking for help, no question about it. It's where we find it that is different, and thus a couple of ideas. On this week's American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with a word to the wise. Those of you who have gotten on to a rather important weight loss program, has it worked so far? We're getting about two-thirds of the way through the month of January. So if you've been on this thing for 3 weeks, you should have significant weight loss or feeling like you have significant success so far. If you're not feeling that way, perhaps you stop the madness and start actually losing the weight instead by going to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. And Calitrin is a natural way to improve your body image, to improve your body, and to improve the way that things going down the road will affect you. Because if you keep the weight off, you're going to be a lot healthier than if you don't. So you can lose the weight. That's one thing. Keeping it off is another. And that's why I suggest you go to toploss.com and get into the Calitrin movement. Get yourself healthy. You can buy as much as you want. The big deal right now is for a $10 off every bottle movement. One bottle is a one-month supply. So to be successful using the all-natural weight loss program, start losing today. Go to toploss.com. I'm happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin. So we're kicking off a new year, and a lot of times at the beginning of the year, people who have gained the weight need a little extra help.
Well, you know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. This is one of my favorite sales because I think it's great for everybody, whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds to lose. It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free, and saving $30 off. It's all on our website, toploss.com.
Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year! Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Back now on this week's American Family Farmer Program. I promised some information about the Rural Development Department. This is a division of the USDA. Has announced that the Rural Energy for America program, obviously the government, they love these anachronisms. So Rural Energy for America program is REAP. I wonder how much they pay the guy that comes up with these names, right? Anyway, $2 billion. The Bidenistas love renewable energy, and efficiency is important on the farm for sure. So there are grants available for agricultural producers. This announcement came this week. Rural small businesses as well. The program starts this year and goes through 2031, unless changed. This is one of the good and the bad in this. This is a great way to help farmers and to get loans and grants that will help us all. One of the things, however, is this bias toward energy efficiency. We all should be smart enough to be energy efficient. We shouldn't need the government to dangle a carrot in front of us. The other side of it is that sometimes these loans for agricultural production are the difference between salvation and not surviving. So if you want to apply, ag producers with at least 50% of the gross income coming from ag operations, small businesses in rural areas also, agricultural producers and small businesses have to have no outstanding delinquent federal taxes, no outstanding federal debt, no judgments against them, that sort of thing. So this is the Rural Development Program at the USDA, aimed at supporting businesses and organizations. This is called the 1RD Guarantee Loan Initiative. If you go to usa.gov/XJNFQ, my God, where do they come up with this stuff? You can use the money for biodiesel, ethanol, that sort of thing, anaerobic digesters. You can use it for geothermal electric generation. You can use it for small and large wind mills for wind generation. You can also use funds to buy, build, or install energy-efficient improvements like new heating and ventilation systems for certain farm operations, for lighting, for doors, windows, for all kinds of solar pumps, switching from diesel to electric irrigation motors, replacement of energy-efficient, inefficient equipment, that sort of thing. So if you want to learn more about this and become a stakeholder, you can actually look up the Inflation Reduction Act. It has updates. You go to tinyurl.com/REAP training webinar, all right? I'll do that again. tinyurl.com/REAP training webinar. Hopefully something else to help those of you on small farms get the monetary help that you need. As we continue to try to help you out here on the American Family Farm.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Into the focus here of your farming and the American Family Farmer's overview of what's going on. Melissa O'Rourke is with us on the American Family Farmer. She's at Iowa State University. I guess I'm interested, as I suggested before, in your background. I always ask people whether they're farm kids or not.
Yeah. Technically, my parents weren't farmers. My grandpa, my mother's parents were farmers. We spent summers on Grandma and Grandpa's farm in Southwest Iowa when we were little kids. And then we grew up on an acreage. We had chickens. My mother was a dirty 30s farm girl. huge garden, mm-hmm. canning everything. Yeah. And then when I went to college, I majored in agriculture and business. And then my husband and I have raised and managed a herd of registered Toggenburg dairy goats for over 25 years.
So what intrigued you about that? Why do that? What is there that you like about it?
Yeah,
that?
I don't know exactly what it was, but I was intrigued by dairy goats for years. Actually, another one of my brothers, he majored in dairy science at Iowa State University. Lived on the dairy farm there, and I would go stay with him at times. And not only did they have a cow dairy, but at that time they had a dairy goat operation as well. Mm-hmm. And so I was just always intrigued by dairy goats. Dairy goat milk is the most widely drunk milk in the world. Mm-hmm. Goat meat is the most widely eaten meat in the world. And it was after my husband and I got married, we acquired our first 4 dairy goats, and still today, I milk the goats every morning.
So, do you? That's great for your hands. If you're doing it by hand, you have to have super strong hands and wrists, right? That's a great way of developing them. So that's cool. That's good to know. It's bona fide age time. People want to know the folks that are here talking about farming have experience or know their thing, if you will. So let's go back to something you were talking about, the ownership of land. There's a big problem, as I see it anyway, for two reasons. Number one, at least in land ownership, how much the Chinese have been able to buy quietly, how much guys like Gates have been able to buy quietly and control, because without land, you don't have food. And why in the world we would allow the Chinese or anybody else to come buy our land is beyond me. I know there's a bill that's pending in the House, and I don't know where it is in the Senate, that would prohibit the Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians, any country that's not considered to be our friend, from buying and or owning land, agricultural land especially, but I think they're expanding it to be buildings and just anything. And I think that's frankly, I don't look upon the Chinese as our friends, especially when you see all of the problems that are coming from their acquiring Smithfield and just the general business about what we're getting here in terms of contaminated food. I just saw a report, interestingly enough, about safety in food, mostly imported from China, but other countries also are reporting in. And the report is the same. The amount of contaminated food, the synthetic beef, the chemicals in beverages, the metal in garlic, bamboo shoots, and food, food security and that sort of thing. China is at the bottom of the list for food quality and safety. And so I want to get off on this. As you can tell, it's something that I feel is very important. I want to know how you deal with that, because the question has to come up among people that are managing. They have to be approached from time to time by the Chinese, or maybe they're accused of doing things that are connected to the Chinese problems, and they are not their problems at all. So I want to continue with that. Melissa O'Rourke is here with us on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today.
It's a great addition to any plan that you've got going on. If you need a little bit of additional help in reaching your weight loss goals, this Calitrin can be the answer. We've been doing this a long time. We're very good at it. You also get a team of support when you buy Calitrin, too. So you're not just taking a product and saying good luck, hope it works out for you. You get a personal Calitrin consultant. You can email them, call them, text them. They're going to be there for you along your weight loss journey. They've got lots of tips and guides that they can send you to help you reach your weight loss goals, and they truly care.
What sort of deals? There's always a deal.
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Staggering sums of money. Former President Donald Trump ordered to pay E. Jean Carroll a whopping total of $83 million in damages for defaming her. The New York jury in federal court awarding $18 million in compensatory damages and $65 million in punitive damages. She originally asked for $10 million. The jury deliberated for 3 hours and came to a unanimous verdict. Now on Truth Social, Donald Trump writing, absolutely ridiculous. Exclamation point. I fully disagree with both verdicts and will be appealing this whole Biden-directed witch hunt focused on me and the Republican Party. Our legal system is out of control and being used as a political weapon, he writes. They have taken away all First Amendment rights. This is not America. Exclamation point. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The next half hour of our program brought to you in part by the folks who want to help you keep yourself healthy, Calitrin. I'll talk about that later on, how you use the product, how it's great for keeping the weight off. Right now, Melissa O'Rourke is with me. I'm Doug Steffen, here every week with a focus on farms and families and the food and how it comes in this circumstance. We're studying the state of Iowa. Melissa is a farm and agribusiness management specialist at Iowa State University. So human resources for family farmers, it's got to be the same problem. I know a lot of my friends who were on the farm, grew up on the farm. I've been on the farm all my life, been around cows all my life, but there's nobody in my family who's interested. They want to keep the land and keep it producing, but they can't do it themselves. And one wonders in Iowa how much of a problem this is and how, I know you're dealing with it. How are you dealing with it?
Well, there are some challenges and some opportunities. Most of the farmland in Iowa is owned by Iowans. And that's a wonderful thing. We're really fortunate with that. The challenge that we see, again, is that it takes more acres in at least traditional commodity, corn and soybeans and some of our livestock operation. It takes more acres to support a family. So the operations do become larger, but again, most, by far, the ownership in Iowa of farmland is by Iowans. But what we see is that we have families who talk about, so this relates to that issue of farm succession, right, that they want to keep the farm in the family, and that's a wonderful thing. But each time, let's say even if we had a section, 640 acres, and so mom and dad farm that land, or grandma and grandpa, and it gets passed down. But then at some point, then they die, and they say, we're gonna pass it on to the kids, and there's four kids. So now they each own 25%.
of 640 acres. And essentially then, if they're owning it as tenants in common, then they are all business partners. Mm-hmm. Are any of those four now adult children actually farming? Sometimes we have maybe one that's farming and maybe not. Sometimes all four of them have gone on to different careers. So then what are they doing? They're leasing out the farmland to other operators, usually, you know, in that neighborhood. And that, as I mentioned earlier, when I do these farmland leasing and management workshops and just do a lot of education in that area, we're dealing with the issues of communication, goal setting, between those family members who own the farmland and want to see it farmed well and with, you know, many times have good goals of conservation and stewardship of that land, but they're working with an operator, a producer, a tenant who doesn't own the land. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, many of those, the vast majority of our producers who may own some land themselves, but also are farming land that they do not own through some kind of a lease or a crop share arrangement, they are also very concerned about conservation and stewardship and being good stewards of that land. But the communication can be a real challenge, especially when we have farmland owners who may have grown up on the farm, but they never actually farmed themselves. They never mm-hmm. had to make those decisions.
Right.
So we work on improving the communication and helping both the farmland owners and the producer tenant to understand and communicate with one another so that they have a good relationship and move forward through the generations. But sometimes those sizes of the acreages do get smaller, and that just continues to be a challenge.
So under the circumstance, the challenges that you're talking about, that's one of many. Iowa is one of our premier farming states. So I think people tend to think, okay, if it's good in Iowa or not good in Iowa, so goes the rest of the nation.
In terms of you know, those operations that need to hire non-family members to come and work on the farm. But, you know, there's just a lot of challenges all over our economy right now in finding people to hire, finding people to come out and work.
Yeah.
And so that is really an issue. But when there are situations, but when it is warm out there, our farm managers, owners, supervisors need to be well attuned to how do we manage our farm employees and workers when it is hot, because he can be very dangerous.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, we think about the cold. We certainly have plenty of that in December, January, and February here in Iowa, but the heat can also be very dangerous to our workers. And so that's another thing that Extension has done. It's an area that I've been concerned in, is, you know, our human resource management, is how do we work with the folks that are out there working on the farm, be it in cropping operations, livestock operations, to keep them safe and have a healthy working environment.
What percentage of people in Iowa are born, raised, and have worked on the farm all their lives versus imported labor? How does that shake out? Just out of curiosity, I'm interested in
that. Boy, you know what? I don't feel like I have that number right off the top of my head, and I don't want to just take a wild guess here. But we certainly have it, as you know, all across America. I think in Iowa we have many, many people who are working on farms who are lifelong Iowans. But all across America, we have a need to increase our labor and our workforce, and we have a lot of, as we have historically in the U.S., a lot of immigrants that have come here and want to work, and so that really has been a benefit in many parts of Iowa and in many industries, particularly in the area of livestock. Work and management and, you know, breeding and raising, managing livestock, be it dairy, pork production, beef production. There's just, a lot of pockets in Iowa, areas all across Iowa that have a lot of livestock. And, you know, that's very labor intensive, very hands on. And so we're fortunate to have immigrant labor come, and that's really, really helped our labor situation here in Iowa.
All right. We'll continue in a matter of a moment. I want to talk about women in agriculture. You've made your position clear. I get it. But I think it's very interesting to see from, at least in my neck of the woods, how many more women are running farms. And I wonder if that's a trend that is continuing in Iowa. Back to Melissa O'Rourke in a matter of moments here. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about your health and well-being. We've lost weight naturally. Some people, because of the amount of exercise and work that you're doing on the farm, you're losing weight. But then there are those who are enjoying the fruits of all of your labor, and maybe they're packing on a few extra pounds here and there. They want to take care of it. They've gone on a diet, and now their question is, how do I keep the weight off? And the healthy way, the correct way to do that, is with an all-natural product that's been in existence for 25 years now here in America, called Calotrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It sort of is a play on trim the calories. This is a weight loss formula that is strictly natural, collagen, protein, enzymes, all kinds of things that will help your aloe vera. This is just plain good for your body. And when your body feels good, it's good for your head. You notice that, right? So let's go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calotrin. Get their product information info. Certainly a lot more information there. There's page after page after page after page describing the ingredients and instructing you as how to use this most successfully. But I can point you in the right direction anyway, and that's toploss.com. Fast shipping, no hidden fees, no recurring plans. It's perfect for keeping the weight off. So, get results. Go to toploss.com, use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, get 90 days free when you buy 90 days. Also, free shipping. That's important, too, using that code Doug at toploss.com. Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calotrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today. So how does that figure in to working with Calotrin?
You know, Calotrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calotrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. And it's safe, too, even if you're on medication.
So as we begin the year, what do we have for the month of January that helps to encourage people to participate?
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calotrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there, too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free.
Elizabeth Miller from Top Loss from Calotrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late. In 17 years, longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Back for a few more minutes. Melissa O'Rourke has been here on the American Family Farmer. So women in agriculture, how important is this? An increasing importance, I would think, in farm states,
Absolutely. Actually, Doug, I love that you brought this up. The fastest growing demographic of farmland ownership in Iowa, and I think in other farm states, is women. How is that happening? Some of it's happening through marriage, some through inheritance, and some through women buying farmland. So Iowa State University Extension, and I think other university extensions across the country are recognizing this and realizing too that a lot of those women, again, some of them grew up on a farm, some didn't, but if they didn't kind of grow up and work in farming, they need more education. So we are absolutely providing that, helping women to do better work in managing their farmland. And some of these are, you know, significant acres, you know, where we start to get up, 160 and, individuals owning significant numbers of acres of farmland. But I also want to mention that, I mean, I know a number of women, in the area that they acquired or got access to maybe as little as 2 acres, 5 acres, and they are running some very, very successful small farm operations. And this might be vegetables, fruit, small livestock operations. I'm talking from dairy goats and sheep to small cattle operations, pasture swine, and really very successfully. I mean, working darn hard, these women are, but running financially successful operations. We talk about that word sustainable farming. And as you know, Doug, one of the most, probably the most important thing about an operation being sustainable is it financially sustainable?
Absolutely.
And I've just seen some of these small operations be very financially successful and sustainable. And there are people who think, oh, you know, how can you make a living on 2, 3, 5, 10 acres? You absolutely can. It takes a lot of work, a lot of sweat equity, a lot of really focusing on your finances. I'm not saying at all that men aren't doing that as well, but I just happen to be aware of a number of those kinds of operations, and it's just been fun for me to work with them and see what they're doing with the land. And then in terms of, our communities, when you've got what are, you know, small businesses being established and growing, what are they doing? They're buying supplies. They're buying commodities. You know, we've got more dollars circulating through our small communities, our counties, again, all across Iowa. It's just, it's good for our towns, our school districts. You know, it's just building the community throughout the area, and it's a great thing. As you can tell, I just have a joy in working with that.
You've come alive as we've come, as we've run out of time, but I was very enthused to hear your enthusiasm about women in agriculture. The world is changing. We got to change with it.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Honey. 53 past the hour now in the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with my thoughts on who owns land. This is becoming a thing with me, and it ought to be a thing with you. And during the last part of the American Family Farmer every week, I take an issue and give you my, I hope, poignant and direct thoughts. And there's not much more important to me, and hopefully to you, than what the American Farm Bureau Federation says is the biggest problem in America. The increase in ownership of forest land, for example, in Alabama, Michigan, and portions of Colorado. And then in Colorado, it was also pasture land and cropland that has been a focus, mostly because of a Chinese company or two or three or four investor-owned lands, hundreds of thousands of acres. This is what I think is the biggest problem. But anyway, the focus on these foreign investors, the acquisition last year alone of almost 4 million acres of land that is not owned by American interests, mostly by foreign governments, and mostly three quarters of it is held by the Chinese Communist government or companies that are connected directly to the Chinese Communist government. What I keep asking this question, what in the name of God is the matter with the people who are running this country? Foreign investment in our land has become, well, certainly it's attractive as an investment for sure since 2017. And when you look back to that point, the number of acreage of acres that are held in foreign trusts has increased about 3 million acres. It's going, it's nuts. We're crazy. So, in terms of I talk about the Chinese, but I think another way of looking at this is what states own or what states is there foreign ownership of land. The biggest state that has foreign ownership is the state of Texas. 5.5 million acres of farmland is owned by foreign investors, mostly Chinese, but some others as well. In Maine, second largest holdings by foreigners, and most of these are Canadians, about 3.5 million acres of private farm and forest land held not by American owners in Maine. Colorado, over 2.5 million acres owned by non-American interests. Let's see here. Colorado actually, of the 2.5 million acres, some of its forest land, about 500,000 acres of farmland, 500,000 acres in Alabama, 500,000 acres in Michigan. Some of this is timberland and the stuff up in Maine especially, but when you look at the total around the country, 21 million acres, or about half of the foreign land ownership, is forest land. And then cropland comes in next at 13 million acres, and then pasture land is next at about 9 million acres. That is owned by non-American interests. Recent sales, if you look at the, I did a Google search of the states where there have been recent farmland sales. Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Michigan, North Carolina, North Dakota. And so in this circumstance, when you look at Iowa, for example, one of the counties there, Wapello County, two tracts of farmland totaling, let's see here, totaling a couple of hundred acres, sold at auction for $1.3 million to non-American interests. It's unacceptable. Same thing in Kentucky, same thing in Kansas. So this is way off the mark, my friends, way off what's right. This is one of the reasons the farmland values are going up. Americans aren't paying for the land or pushing up the value, rather than maybe Bill Gates and his bunch of cronies. But they're just looking at some of these large tracts of land, seeing how they're being managed and what they're being used for, and the government is doing nothing. What do we have a government for, if not for to protect us from the incursion? I'm not so worried about the Canadians, you know that. But Chinese ownership, as I say, the major focus on policy has been Chinese ownership of farmland. A number of states have passed legislation, and hopefully that will continue. Wake up time, 59 past the hour here on the American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.